Dav Zion. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi that Hashem davens. We said, what does he daven? Rav says, he says this davening that his own midas harachmim, his mercy, should overcome his midas adin, his strict judgment, and that he should treat Bnei Yisrael better than they deserve. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a Kohen Gadol, and one time he went into the Kodesh Kedashim, the holiest place at the base of Mikdash, and he went to bring a karban, and he saw Hashem was sitting there, and Hashem asked him for a bracha. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha gave this exact same bracha that we quoted before, and Hashem nodded his head in agreement. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, we learn from this that since Hashem cared so much about his bracha, we should always value the bracha from someone that we might think they're unimportant. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, we learn from Hashem that we should wait for someone to calm down from their anger before we try to appease them, because Hashem told Moshe, wait for me to calm down before you try to appease me. Does Hashem really get angry? We said, yes, he gets angry for a rega, a moment which we defined as 158,888th of an hour. And it's so short that no one knows exactly when this is except for Bilam, who knew this time. And we said that Bilam knew this because it says that he knew the Das Elyon, the thoughts of Hashem. So how is this possible? He didn't even know the thoughts of his own donkey. So it's not that he knew the thoughts of Hashem, but that he knew the exact time that Hashem was angry. And in that time, he was able to curse people. And that's why the prophet Micha said to Bnei Yisrael that we're so lucky that during the times of Bilam, when he was trying to curse Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem never got angry. Otherwise, we would have all been destroyed. So then we said another answer. How long is Hashem angry for? A rega, the moment which Rav Avin says is the amount of time it takes to say the word rega. And he brings in his own proof that Hashem does get angry. And we said, when is this rega? When does this happen that Hashem gets angry? Abaye says that it's in the first 3 hours of the day when the rooster's comb, it pales and turns white and he stands on one foot. But the Gemara says that, you know, apparently this happens a lot. So how do we know? What's the difference? So it says that other times that this happens, there are red streaks in the rooster's comb, but this time there are none. It's totally pale and white. So there's this guy that was always bothering Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi with disproofs from the Torah, trying to disprove the Torah. And so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi took a rooster, he tied it to his bed, and he was going to try to find the exact time when it paled, and he would know when to curse this guy. But at that exact moment, he fell asleep, and he realized that this is not the right thing to do. Rabbi Meir says, when does Hashem get angry? When the non-Jewish kings put on their crowns and they go to serve idols, do avodah zarah, that's when Hashem gets angry. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, says that one impulse of self-discipline is better than lashes, meaning coming to grow on your own and to change your ways is better than being forced to do it. And Rish Lakish says, coming to it on your own is even better than 100 lashes. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that Moshe requested 3 things from Hashem, and he was granted all 3. The first was that the Shekhinah, that Hashem only remain with Bnei Yisrael. The second was that Hashem only not be with any of the non-Jews. And the third is that he wanted to know Hashem's ways. Why do good things happen to bad people, bad things to good people? So Hashem told him that a tzaddik that has good things is a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik. A tzaddik that has bad things is a tzaddik, the son of a rasha. A rasha that has good things is a rasha, the son of a tzaddik. And a rasha that has bad things is a rasha, the son of a rasha. But we know that a child can only get punished for their father's sins, if they continue in their ways. So why does it make a difference if your father's a rasha or a tzaddik if you're not? So really, we said that a tzaddik that has good things is a tzaddik gamor, a complete tzaddik. A tzaddik that has bad things is not a complete tzaddik. A rasha that has good things is not a complete rasha. And a rasha that has bad things is a rasha gamor. So Meir argues that Hashem would not tell Moshe his ways, and because he said to Moshe that I show favor and mercy to people even if they're undeserving, and you know, you can't comprehend that. Yerusha ben Karcha says that when Hashem wanted to reveal himself to Moshe at the burning bush, Moshe looked away because he didn't want to see. But when Moshe wanted to see Hashem, now Hashem doesn't want to because Moshe looked away. But Rabbi Yochanan argues with this and says, no, Moshe didn't do anything wrong, because he says that for the schar of Moshe doing 3 things at the burning bush, he got rewarded with these 3 things. So Moshe hid his face when he saw the burning bush. So therefore, when he came down from Har Sinai, his face was shining. And Moshe was scared when he saw the burning bush. So therefore, Bnei Yisrael were scared to approach him after Har Sinai. And the third is that he didn't gaze at the burning bush. So he got to see Hashem's back. And Shimon Chasida says that Hashem showed Moshe the knot of his tefillin shel rosh behind his head. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi that anytime Hashem says something for someone's good, even if it's only on a condition, Hashem's going to keep it even if the condition is not kept. Meaning that we learn this from Moshe, because Hashem told Moshe that, you know, leave him alone and he's going to destroy Bnei Yisrael and he's going to make Moshe into this huge nation. This was after the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe davened and he got mercy from Bnei Yisrael, but Moshe still got the bracha to have many, many descendants, because the pasuk says that Moshe's children were Rabu Lamala, there were so many of them, and Rabbi Yosef says this means that there were more than 600,000, because the other time we see Rabu is by Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, that says that Bnei Yisrael, Pruvi, Shetsu, Yirbu, The same word, Rabu, which means that they were, we know that there were 600,000 of them. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that no one calls Hashem Adon until Avram, and Rav says that Neil was only answered because of, you know, this great thing that Avram did, because he said to Hashem that you should answer my prayers, Leman Adonai, that you should answer them, and that's the word to use, but he should have just said Leman Cha, because of you. But what does Leman mean? He was saying that you should answer them because of Avram, who called you Adon. So Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, says that we shouldn't try to appease someone when they're angry. They bring a different pasuk for that we learned before. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that no one thanked Hashem until Leah came and named her son Yehuda, which comes from the word of like thanking. Rabbi Lezer says that Reuven, why was he called Reuven? Because Leah was saying, look at the difference between Reuven and Esav. That Esav willingly gave up his firstbornness, the Bechor, to Yaakov, and he still hated Yaakov, but Reuven lost it to Yosef against his will, and even then he tried to save his life at the pit. So Rabbi Yochanan says that, why was her name Rus? Because she was Zocha to have David, Sheri Uhu, that's the word, which is related to Rus, that Sheri Uhu, that David praised Hashem with songs and praises. So Rabbi Lazar brings a pasuk that your names can affect your future. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that an immoral child in the house is harder than the war of Gog and Magog, which is said to come before Mashiach, because about Avshalom, David's son who rebels against him, it says, Marabu Tzarai, how many are my tormentors? But it doesn't say that when David's talking about Gog and Magog. So why do we call it a Mizmor le David when David's talking about Avshalom rebelling against him? You know, this should be a bad thing. Why is a Mizmor a song? So Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom says that it's like a person, a mashal, like a person who is sad before he pays back a debt, and then he's happy after he pays the debt back. That David was scared when Hashem said that he's going to bring someone to fight against him and rebel against him from his own house. David was scared maybe it would be an Eved or an illegitimate child. He was really scared that they wouldn't have mercy on him. But then when he saw that it was Avshalom, his son, who he knew would have mercy, he said a mizmor. He was happy. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that you're allowed to start up with Rishayim, and Rav Dostai bar Rav Mason says the same thing, that you can start up with Rishayim and fight with them in this world. And if someone quotes you the Pasuk, which seems to say that you can't, it's not that that's what the Pasuk means. They're just a Rasha, and they're scared of their own sins. They don't want people to start up with them. But the Pasuk really means that you shouldn't be like Rishayim, rather you should be like Tzadikim. Rav Yitzchak, though, says that if a Rasha is Sha'a Mishkachas, meaning they're enjoying a good fortune, having good luck, then we shouldn't start out with them, that they're even going to win in court, and they'll even see the downfall of their enemies when they're having this lucky, fortunate time. So how does that, we just said that you can start up with Rishayim. Now Rabbi Yitzchak is saying you can't, so we brought in a few answers. So either you can't start up with them over your own personal matters, but you can fight them for holy matters. The other answer is that really we're both talking about both psukim, both opinions are talking about holy matters, but you can't start up with them when they're having the Sha'a Mishkachza, when they're having good luck, but you are allowed to start up with them when they're not having good luck. And we said, no, really, they're both talking about a time when the Russia is having good luck. But a tzaddik gemor, a complete tzaddik, can fight with them, but not a tzaddik that is not complete can't start up with them. And Rav Huna brings in a proof that the pasuk says that a rasha will defeat a tzaddik. But we know that Hashem is going to protect the tzaddikim, so how can the rasha defeat him? Because we said that a rasha can defeat someone that's more righteous than them, but not a complete tzaddik. Another answer to this problem is that we said, no, really, we're not even talking about someone that, we're talking about someone that's not even a tzaddik gemor, someone that is that's not a tzaddik gemor. And that they can't start up with them when they're having a good fortune, but they can when they are not having a good fortune. Meaning that even someone that's not a tzaddik gemor, as long as the rasha is not having a good luck, then you can start up with them. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that you should have a set place for your davening, and if you do, then your enemies will all fall down under you. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that it's greater to serve a Talmud Chacham than to learn from them, because it says that Elisha, he was praised for washing Eliyahu's hands, but not praised for learning from him, which shows that it's better to serve them. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Nachman, you know, why don't you come daven at shul? And Rabbi Nachman said, oh, I'm so weak, I can't. Rabbi Yitzchak said, so we'll bring him into your house. And Rabbi Nachman said, no, don't go through all that trouble, it's fine. Rabbi Yitzchak said back to him, so fine, at least let's have the gabbai come and tell you when the time for when, you know, everyone else is going to be davening. Rabbi Nachman said, why? Rabbi Yitzchak says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that what's this ace ratzon of anitu l'asila chashem ace ratzon, that it's a pleasing time. What does that mean? That we should daven at the same time that the community is davening, and that's considered a good time to daven. Shkach.